if you use the proper tone, it will come across as non-accusatory. So, you know, when you consistently disrupt the meeting, I feel like I'm wasting everyone's time because we're not getting done what we need to get done. So you use a proper tone. You're going to call that person out on the carpet. You're going to please everyone else in the room, because, you know, if you're in a meeting and you're trying to run a meeting, there's always that one person that doesn't know when to shut up or always has something to say that nobody else really cares about, but they feel like they have to say it. So you, as the person running the meeting, can use that I message in that situation to basically call them out and do it without being overly mean and overly accusatory. But it is still assertive, because quite frankly, you just called them out in front of a room full of people. So you are being assertive. But I can promise you that everyone in the meeting is noticing, and everyone knows it's that one person that they always do this. So if you don't address it, it causes you to look weak. So if you do address it, it makes everyone else happy because you've called that person on the carpet and you're going to stop wasting their time. But I will say, after that meeting, if you use that technique, you need to pull that person aside and basically address the situation. Okay. Seems like I may have put you on the spot in there. You know, it feels like, you know, you may be a little upset with me for calling you out, and you need to address that behavior. Otherwise, you're going to create a little monster there. So you need to smooth that over after that meeting if you do call someone out using that I message. Okay. An I message can also be used to address an ultimatum. So if someone gives you an ultimatum, it's either this or this, you can say, when you give me an ultimatum, I feel like I'm backed into a corner, because it limits all the options we have moving forward. Okay, so anytime someone gives you an ultimatum about something, it's very good to throw that I message at them. Okay, once again, use it sparingly because it is very assertive. Do we have questions on the I message?
Yes. I was trying to type, I think we'll pull it up. Is it Archana? I don't want to say your name wrong, but if you can come off of mute.
Yeah, that's correct. It's Archana.
Okay.
Yeah, my question was, when you use this I message, could it be misconstrued as perhaps you are the only one in the room feeling that way? And how do you make sure that you're basically speaking for the group or everybody and not just portraying your individual personal emotions?
Right. Good question. One thing I will say is, because you should use it sparingly and it's very assertive, you want to try other methods first. So if you have this person that's constantly disruptive, you can say, wow, it seems like you have a lot to say today. Seems like you have something to add to the conversation. You can try anything to point out, hey, you're overdoing it. You can try labels and other things first. You should use this kind of as a last resort and to really call them out. And by that time, if you've tried to address this behavior, you can read the room. You can see everyone else's nonverbal reactions in the room to know. If you see people going like this, like, geez, here this guy goes again, you're going to know that you feel the same way. Everybody else feels the same way as you. And so addressing the situation is going to be the best way to handle it. Now, if this is somebody and you're in a meeting and it's someone you just have this personal thing with, that everything they say irritates you, might not be the best time to use an I message. That might be something you deal with in private outside of the actual meeting. Because if no one else has a problem with this person and you call them out with an I message in front of everyone, you're the one that's going to look like the big bad bully. So you kind of have to read the room first. Okay. If that makes sense. And if it's someone you know you have a personal issue with, you can still use the I message. You just don't want to do it in front of a room full of people at that point. Make sense?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You have the I versus we. If you're in the room and you're looking around the room and everybody's rolling their eyes every time that person says something, mm-hmm. and you could tell that it's dragging a meeting along, and you'll see it by everybody's body language. That's a time after, if it becomes so persistent that it's just counterproductive to the meeting, that's when you want to use that I message. You know, get it out there. Usually that one individual, everybody else is going to smile, or in their face, they're going to be showing you that's what I wanted to say, but didn't have the courage to say. And you'll move on from there, because they'll see it. You can read a room, and most people can read the room. You know, if you walk in the room and everybody start talking, you get nervous that they're talking about you. Same thing when you're in the room and you see one person doing things that's counterproductive and everybody else is genuinely trying to get this meeting accomplished or get everything done. You'll see that from the person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Good. That was a good question. Okay. How are we?